Seated. Three quick things I want to gather from the Great Commission. You say, well, this is not a mission conference, but you know, it doesn't have to be. This is the mission, amen. Those in the military, how many are in the military? Okay, a lot of you. Amen. Appreciate you all. Thank you for your sacrifice and giving your lives to protect and to serve our country. I commend you, and I thank you. I'm serious. And I thank you for all you do for us. The command, when you receive a command as a military man, I haven't been in the military of America, but I am in the Lord's Army. But when he gives a command, he wants it followed. Amen? When you get a command in the military, you do that until it changes, correct? If they say march, you don't say, well, how long do I need to? No, you march until they say stop, or they say do something else, or about face, or left, or right, or you just do it what you've been told to do until it has been changed. And Christ has given us a command which has not changed. He didn't say to his disciples, I want you to do this for 100 years and then just wait for me. He didn't say, okay, teach your followers, those that accept me, and teach them, and then after 1,000 years, then you just wait and then I'll come for you. No. He told us, this is what I want you to do until I come back. That command has not changed, and that command or the mission, if you, on the side of your Bibles, many of you may have here, the Great Commission. A lot of times you hear the Great Commission, and this is what it's talking about, and it goes to this place, but it's not in the Bible. It doesn't say this is the Great Commission. What it's saying is Jesus, the great God, our Savior, Jesus Christ, said, this is what I want you to do for me until I come back. That's what we're supposed to be doing. The mission has not changed. The mission is still the same today as it was 2,000 years ago when he told his disciples, when I go, he says, this is what I want you to do. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Baptize them, and then teach them to observe all things whatsoever I command you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. That's the command. That's the mission that we're supposed to be about. In Mark chapter 16, verse 15, the Bible says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. That's what he wants us to be doing, every one of us. It's not just the pastor's job, but it is the pastor's job. It's not just the men of the church, the leaders of the church. It's not just their job, but it is their job. It's all of our jobs. It's the mission that we're all supposed to be hooked into doing until he comes back. And I believe one of the things when he said, when I come back, will I find faith? Will he find faith? Will he find us faithfully serving him, fulfilling the mission that he told us to do? It hasn't changed. That's what we're supposed to be doing. It is great. The Great Commission is great. The great mission is great. First of all, it's great because he's great. Amen? It's the one giving us that mission. I don't know about you, but it is so humbling to realize that the great God, our Savior, Jesus Christ, wants to use us. That's just amazing to me. The great God, he could have used angels. He could have done it himself a lot better. But he said, I want you to go and do this for me. I'm going. I'm going to send my Spirit upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me. But I want to use you. That's amazing to me, that God would want to use me. You know, you don't know me, but I know me. I'm amazed that God would want to use me. We took our young people just before we came back to the States, to this old telescope in Odessa. And I found out about it through a friend who knew a friend. We have a saying over there, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And that is so true, because through a friend knew a friend who knew a friend and got the number, and I called, and he got us in. And so we went to this old telescope, over 100 years old. They opened the roof, and they had the ladder going up, and you had to look through this hole, and you could, I mean, it was awesome. And he would put out a star, and the one star, it was, for us, it was kind of not a really bright star, but when you look through it, it's like, wow, that is bright. And look at the red color and the yellow color. You didn't really see the planet because it's so far away, and the stars. But he showed us the different colors. And our young people were like, wow, look at that. Look at the colors. And he says, you know how far away that is? And the kids are like, no, how far away? He says, well, if you go the speed of light, which is 186,228, I believe, or something like that, miles per second, he said it'd take you 9 years to get to that one. And they're like, whoa, that's a long ways. And then they said, you know what? We serve a big God, don't we? I said, we sure do. We serve a great God who created all things. And they said, wow, what a great God we serve. But isn't it great to know, and isn't it humbling to know that the great God, I mean, Earth is just smaller than a grain of sand in our galaxy. And then we're on that planet that God said, I love you so much, I'm going to come and die for you. And He didn't just die for us. He rose again, amen, on the third day. And He didn't just rise again. Now that when we accept Him, He says, I want you to be my son, my daughter. But more than that, He says, now I want to use you. Would you go tell other people about me? Isn't that amazing that God would want to do that? Would want to use us. And He can use you. And He wants to use you. And He wants to use me. But so often we limit Him, don't we? Who are we to tell Him, no, I don't want to, or I'm too busy? But so often we do. I think sometimes we forget how great a God He is and how much He has done for us. You hear that song? After all He's done for me, after all He's done for me, how can I do less than give Him my best and live for Him completely? After all He's done for me. I think a lot of times we forget how much He's done for us. Paul said, and to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. For the life which now I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. How can I not serve Him? So often we get so busy we forget about that, don't we? The Great Commission is great because He's great. And He's... I don't know about you, but if pastor was to call, I remember growing up, and my pastor, he'd call me and say, hey, Brother Mark, and I was just a young man. I remember when I was 16 years old, got my driver's license. I said, pastor, I've been called to preach. And, you know, I want to serve God. Is there anything I could do for you? And you just call. And I remember that one Sunday he was up and he was asking the question, hey, we want to start a new van route. There's some kids that we need to pick up. And who wants to drive the van? And nobody raised their hand. I said, well, I'll drive the van. I'm just 16 years old, just got my driver's license. You know, looking back, I'm like, boy, my pastor was kind of crazy for doing that. But you know what? I was wanting to serve God, and he saw that. But I was so privileged when he said, hey, Brother Mark, could you do that? And I said, oh, I'll do that. I'll do that for God. But I was amazed that pastor would ask me. Who do you value in life? If you got a call from them tonight and said, hey, could you do this for me? Wouldn't we just jump and, I mean, at the bit of a second, we do something for that person? My wife, she has come to like a new chocolate here in the States. It's called the Special Dark Chocolate Hershey's. You know what I'm talking about, ladies? Man, that's a good chocolate. She loves it. And I want to get her that. Why? Because I love her. I know that means a lot to her. She likes that. And so I buy it because I love her. Also, she loves flowers. So I grabbed a nice bouquet and I brought it to the cashier and set it on there. And she goes, wow, them are nice flowers. I said, yeah, they are nice. She goes, is a special occasion? I said, no. She goes, making up? I said, no. I said, I just want my wife to know that. She goes, wow, that's really nice. She goes, do you give lessons? I said, no, I don't. I said, I just want my wife to know that I love her. Do you love Christ? Do you love Him? I mean, truly, do you love Him? He says, you can show me you love me. He didn't say, buy me a bouquet of flowers. If he did, I'd buy him every day. But he did say, would you go and teach all nations? Would you go and share the gospel? Would you go and tell them what I did for every soul? When you do that, you show me you love me. Do you love Christ? When's the last time you told somebody? When's the last time? I hope you don't have to think very hard. Was there somebody today, with God's help, I try every day. Lord, help me not to go to sleep and not have told somebody about you. You say, well, I don't have that opportunity. Okay, you're at work. Don't you have people at work? You say, well, you know, I don't get time to talk to them at work. Well, how about a gas station? How about a drive-thru? You say, well, I don't have much time through a drive-thru. I mean, them are workers, and there's many, many opportunities you can get if you really want to. I mean, just this morning, here in McDonald's, not too far away, first window, I said, hey, I know you can't read it now, but would you read this? It's about the Lord and what he's done for you. Thank you. I will. I took it. Next window went up and, hey, this is about Jesus Christ and what he did for you. Would you read it? He goes, I'm a Christian. Give that to somebody that doesn't know. I said, well, praise the Lord. I said, that means you know beyond a shadow of a doubt. If you were to die right now, you'd go to heaven. He goes, yep, I've accepted Christ. Well, praise the Lord. You can tell people. I was about a month ago, I was in Peoria, Illinois, in a grocery store. And the police officer was coming down the aisle, and the Lord just felt in my heart. He said, hey, give him a track. I said, okay, and I took a track out, and I said, would you read this? It's about Jesus Christ and what he's done for you. And I sure am thankful for you and your service and what you do for our community, and just want to tell you thank you. And would you read this? And he said, well, sure. And he put it in his pocket, and I walked away rejoicing that I was obedient to the Lord and showed him that I loved him. But I got up to the cashier, and you know who stood behind me? Was that police officer. And you know what the Lord wanted me to do? Buy his food. He said, buy his food for him. I said, well, Lord, here's a lot of food. That's not $5 there. That's like $40. Buy his food. I said, okay. Okay. She checked it out, and I said, that's, you know, put it on my bill. He looked at me, he goes, why would you do something like that? I said, first of all, because God told me to do it. Second of all, thank you again. He said, I don't understand that. And I took my bag and began to walk out, and he came running up. He goes, what's your name again? I said, my name is Mark Bream. I'm a missionary in Ukraine. He goes, what is this? I said, it's a track about Jesus Christ and what he's done for you. Would you read it? He said, I sure will. He said, I've been working the force for 8 years, and nobody's ever done that for me before. If it was $40 and that guy's going to read this with an open mind to know, hey, that was strange that person did. Why would he do something like that? And him hear about Jesus Christ, I'm telling you, that was worth every penny of it. But even more, I was obedient to him. And I showed him that I love him. I love him enough to do what he told me to do. If you love somebody, you want to show them. If you love somebody, you're going to do what he wants you to do. Christ has told us, go into all the world and preach the gospel. You can't tell the wrong person. But we just need to get hooked in and hook into the mission that we all get busy. Do you realize if every one of us tonight would make a prayer that tomorrow, with God's help, I'm going to tell somebody, I'm going to give a tract to somebody that they would know how to be saved. If every one of us did that tomorrow, there would be 50 people tomorrow that would know of Christ. And if we did that the next day, that's already 100, then 150, then 200. You see, if we continue to do that, at the end of the month, we'll be close to 1,000. End of the year, thousands. Thousands would have known of Christ or would have a chance to know truth. But we need to get busy because he is coming back. And he has given us a great, great mission. First of all, it's because he's great. Second, because it is a great mission. I looked on the internet of how many people die each year? I know how many people die in Ukraine. A lot. Odessa, it's never fun to do a funeral. Never fun. But it's really hard to do one when you know that the person didn't accept Christ. And you go to the funeral in the grave sites over there, it's nothing to make it easier for the family. You go up there and you go to those graveyards over there, and they'll have a backhoe standing there, and that's pretty much, you know, that's where the holes are at. Because they dig, and this one that we went to not too long ago, they dig 60 holes, and that's just for that day. You come, they put the body in, the next group comes in, and you just go down the row. And 60 people at least. That bothers me. Not just because the people are dying, but those people are going into eternity, and some of them, there's a good possibility. I could have told about Christ. There's a lot of people that live around us. A lot of people are dying. But I want them to find out, how many people died? And on the internet, they said, registered, over 56 million people every year die. That's a lot of people. I don't know about you, but I didn't think it was that big, that amount of people. That's like the whole country of Ukraine next year not being there. Right, that's a lot of people. That's a great mission. It said that there's over 7 billion people on our planet right now. And God says, I want you to tell every one of them. That's a mission. That's a big mission. That's not just 10 people, 20, 1,000. He wants everybody on this planet to know about him. So we need to get busy, amen? I don't think God tells us to do something that he knows we cannot do. I believe he knows we can, but we just need to get busy telling people of Christ. One at a time. One more tomorrow. One more the next day. You get a chance to do 3 and 4 and 5. Just get connected into the Great Commission. And lastly, it's great because there's a great consequence if we don't. Christ is coming back. It says here, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. He's with us, amen. He doesn't leave us or forsake us. He knows where we live. He knows what we do. He knows what we think. He knows what we do and what we can do and what we don't do. He knows everything. And one day we're going to stand before him one day and give an account of how we lived our lives. And I don't think he's going to ask us what kind of house you have, what kind of car you drove, what dreams you fulfilled for yourself. I think he's going to come back. Did you do and fulfill the mission that I left you on earth? The mission has not changed. It's that he wants everyone to know about him. One day we will stand before him. Oh, I want to hear. We have a saying in Russia, katekni predna, which is to want is just to want. We all want to hear, I'm sure. If we have a raise of hands tonight, I believe everyone would say, I want to hear Christ say to me, well done, thou good and faithful servant. But we will never hear that if we don't live that. Amen? That's pretty basic. A good servant is one who obeys his master and does what he says and does it continually. Then you would say, that is a good and that is a faithful servant. He does what I tell him to do. Christ has told us what to do. The question is, are we going to be a good and faithful servant? When's the last time you told someone? The mission is great. Remember, it's a great God. There is a great mission, and there's a great consequence if we don't fulfill it. Because we're going to stand before him. And I want to hear him say, well done. I'm going to have him say, you should be ashamed. Live for Christ. Show him that you love him. And may he be glorified and may many, many people in this region know about him through you. Let's pray. Father, thank you.